Greetings, my friends. Patrick Wood here for the Quickening Report. This is time for a little show and tell today to give some practical examples of technocracy and transhumanism in action. This story could not have come at a more appropriate time. We've talked a little bit already about the COVID debacle, about the messenger RNA shots that have been developed by multiple companies, not just one. Pfizer, for instance, and Moderna. There's others, J&J, Johnson & Johnson. It seems to be a trend, even though they each have their own respective patents on creating this material. They have all pretty much developed it at the same time, which is almost beyond coincidence in a sense. But, back when Operation Warp Speed took off under President Trump, all three companies had released their respective messenger RNA shots about the same time. And I kind of scratched my head at that. How could they all be developing these things at the same time? They had to be substantially different, or they would sue each other blind for patent infringement. So we never quite solved that problem, I don't think, yet. But maybe in time it will. Pfizer, however, is in the news, and Pfizer has been taking most of the heat, not all, but most of the heat, for its shenanigans with data, with not reporting the data, with withholding data. They are the ones that tried to, when they were forced to by a court to release data, they wanted 75 years to release all the data that they had. Well, it's just so much stuff, you know, we have to do it little at a time. Now the judge saw through that. He said, nope, you got to cough it up now. And they did. And they did cough up quite a bit. But this new revelation that just came out this week is absolutely incredible. And this is a perfect example of technocracy in action. And what this has to do is with Pfizer in particular. And lo and behold, we find that Project Veritas, the king of stings in America, I don't know how they do it so successfully. They're amazing. But they pulled off a sting on Pfizer. Somebody got close to one of the directors at Pfizer and got him to open up. It looks like they're in a bar, actually, and they're having some drinks. And so this story shows that this particular person is saying that they're mutating COVID virus by what they call directed evolution. This is interesting, to continue making profits from vaccines on a continuous basis. This is how they set up their cash machine, apparently. But they're using COVID to manipulate it within their own laboratories to force mutations that they can make vaccines for in advance of those mutations showing up in society. He's very blunt. He's very bold at this. And what I want to do here is I'm going to scroll down just a little bit before I read you my comments. I'm going to scroll down just a little bit. I'm going to play this particular video of this guy that they captured and let you listen for yourself. So I'll bring it up a little bit bigger, and the system audio should come in here.
Do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses. To be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
Is the wave of the virus starting and moving on? To be honest, like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
Meet Jordan Tristan Walker, a director of research and development strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning at Pfizer.
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know, it's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like this. It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. Directed evolution is very different.
Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. Like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. Just like Jesus Christ.
The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all.
Okay. Revolving door for all government officials. It's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's bad for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
Because if the regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being a regulator, they want to go work for the company, they're not going to be as hard for the company. They're doing their job.
If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health, it's profoundly corrupt.
What is Pfizer doing, I guess, to optimize, you know, the vaccines now?
Oh, we actually had a meeting about that today, so there's a lot.
Really?
They're doing, I don't know if I should say this.
Our undercover journalist asked Walker how Pfizer is handling the fact that their COVID vaccines are ineffective against virus variants. What he said is disturbing. Listen to this.
We're exploring, like, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can preemptively develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses.
Yeah.
So okay. We're like, do we want to do this? So that's, like, one of the things we're considering.
Okay.
In, like, the future, like, maybe we can, like, create new versions of the vaccines and things like that.
Okay, so Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. That's why it was a thought that came up in a meeting, and we were like, why do we not? It was like, we're going to consider that. There'll be more discussions.
Okay.
That exact reaction, right? We're like, wait a minute. Like, people won't like that.
That's right. It appears that Pfizer is internally discussing the possibility of mutating the COVID virus themselves in order to tailor a vaccine to sell to the public. Listen to Walker describe in detail just how they would conduct such a scientific experiment. First, in living animals.
So the way that we're thinking about it, don't tell anyone this. The way it would work is, like, we put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively, like, cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect serial samples from them. And then the ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey and just constantly actively mutate it. That's one way.
Okay.
Or you can even do, like, directed, like, simulation, which, like, we turn off for them. And then you just sample what the different, proteins on the surface of the virus look like over time.
Okay.
So then you can see the mutation, and you can kind of force it to mutate in a certain way you want.
Okay.
But you have to be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something
which
crazy.
Is the way that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest. Like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah.
Well, that is an amazing revelation. An amazing sting that the journalist from Project Veritas was able to talk to this guy, and he opened up for whatever reason. My guess is he probably is persona non grata right now at Pfizer. My guess also is that Pfizer is going to engage in a huge, huge campaign now to discredit him and to backpedal on everything that he said. But this brings up a lot of interesting questions, and I think we need to address these. I wrote at the top of this particular article today, of course, I need to pull this into my view over here. Of course, the Pfizer executive says directed evolution is different than gain of function, but the result is the same and premeditated as well. Creating mutations of a virus in order to prepare vaccines for that mutation in advance is not only grossly unethical, but patently illegal as well. This is the darkest side of technocracy at work, and indeed it is. I found a document, however, very quickly on the website at the National Library of Medicine, which is part of the NIH. And this is one of their official studies papers that appeared on their website. It's still there. The link is there if you want to go and check out the actual page and download the document to see what it's all about. But it has to do with what this gentleman called directed evolution. That's a term I was not familiar with. I have said repeatedly about technocracy and transhumanism that this crowd intends to take over all genetic material on Earth. They've already modified seeds. They've modified insects. They've modified animals. Humans are the last ones to come into the focus here. We're the last frontier for these people. And indeed, with messenger RNA injections of all kinds now, this is exactly what's happening. This is genetic engineering. It's the beginning of genetic engineering of humanity. It's not done. We know that there's going to be much more coming down the road. Moderna themselves, by the way, has said so, that they're preparing a number of shots now based on messenger RNA for all kinds of things, including heart attacks and other, you know, chronic diseases and so on that people, well, frequent diseases that people get, not necessarily life-threatening, but nevertheless, they figure if they can use their messenger RNA technology to create a vaccine, they're going to sell it, they're going to make a bunch of money, and maybe they'll help somebody, maybe they won't help somebody. That's still very much up in the air. But directed evolution is an interesting term, and so I was very pleased to find on the NIH website this document. And here's what it said. The name of it, the name of the document, by the way, was Directed Evolution Methodologies and Applications. So here's what the document said. Directed evolution aims to expedite the natural evolution process of biological molecules and systems in a test tube through iterative rounds of gene diversification and library screening selection. It has become one of the most powerful and widespread tools for engineering improved or novel functions in proteins, metabolic pathways, and even whole genomes. Now, I realize this is very complex. They brought up a number of topics here that I fully don't understand. I know I'm going to have a conversation with a couple of people who do understand it so they can elucidate me a little bit and, you know, help me to understand everything. Metabolic pathways, sort of understand. Proteins, that's been in the news a lot. That's more understandable. Whole genome, certainly we understand because now we're talking about the DNA of life itself. And in the human body, of course, we all have DNA. It's all different from each other. And I don't think we really want somebody messing with our DNA, but this is the whole idea of guided or natural, natural evolution, directed evolution. And, you know, in as much as these people have said, that is the transhuman crowd, has said that they are going to be in charge of evolution from now on, this is noteworthy. So whatever directed evolution is, this is part of that transhuman theme, that they're going to change life on planet Earth. They have no mandate for this, obviously. Nobody's really given them permission to do it. Nobody's asked them to do it. They're simply just doing it, and they're marketing it through these companies like Moderna and Pfizer and so on, J&J. There will be others that come along, too. You can just bet on it. They're all trying to change humanity in one way or another. Now, whatever this, whatever Pfizer has said they're doing, it sounds to me, as it did to that journalist, and it does to people like Dr. Robert Malone and like Project Veritas people, that whatever directed evolution is very, very similar to gain-of-function research, which is, in fact, patently illegal. In fact, it could get you a long prison sentence if you were to conduct gain-of-function research in America. That's one reason that Anthony Fauci and the NIH and all the people at the top of that whole pile of technocrats sent the research off to Wuhan, China, to have them do it. Wuhan was the center for gain-of-function research. We weren't, because you can't do it in America. It is patently illegal. So they said, let's just move the scenario. We'll push it over to China. They don't have any rules against it. Let them do it. And if anything good comes out of it, well, we'll have access to it because we gave them money as well to do it. So they will help us share the research with us, if you will. So here they are at Pfizer doing this directed evolution with the sole purpose of preparing vaccines in advance of the mutation taking place in the wild or out in society. This sounds like stacking the deck, doesn't it? It sounds like creating a situation. In fact, I went to take a car in one time to have my brakes checked. And actually, nothing wrong with my brakes. I had to get a couple of new tires. I took it into a tire shop. They put the tires on. The guy came out and he says, you know, you've got to have a brake job because there's grease on your drum, on your brake drum. And there's a leak somewhere so that, you know, wow, grease on the brake drum. Holy mackerel. I mean, I try to stop and there's grease and I just keep on going and run until I run into something. Basically, he said, yes, that's the idea. And he says, well, I said, can I see that grease? And so he took me back into the shop and he showed me this little smudge on the brake drum where, to me, very clearly, he had taken some grease on his finger and he had gone like this. And he had marked grease on my drum. I said, no, thank you. I'm just going to take my car the way it is, put the tire on. I'm out of here. Thank you very much. And I left. And I went down and I talked to my favorite mechanic in town, somebody who I knew personally. And he said, you know, there is no source of grease around your brake drum. And he said, this particular tire shop is well known for, at least in the community of mechanics, is well known for misleading customers and cheating customers out of business, you know, out of the, you know, like a brake job, for instance, by telling them stuff that is just completely off the wall, that you have grease on your brake drum, therefore you need a brake job. You want a brake job, it's only going to cost you $400 or whatever it was. And this is fraud. This kind of stuff gets reported directly to the Attorney General of the state, and you know that they will investigate, and this is absolute downright fraud. How is this any different than what Pfizer is doing, what they claim they're doing, to create a mutation so that they can create, before it gets in the wild, so that they could be prepared to create a vaccine for it, a messenger RNA, quote-unquote, vaccine, an injection. It hasn't gone into the wild yet at all. It's not, nobody has that variant out there yet, but they're busy creating everything in the laboratory behind closed doors. And this gentleman does not say how those variants might get released, but, or, you know, maybe they figure they're just going to somehow happen in parallel out in the wild and people start catching it and they have the vaccine ready. This is fraudulent. Any way you look at it, patently fraudulent. So that's what directed evolution is, right in line with everything the transhuman movement has ever said regarding genetic modification, of course, that they are going to hijack the process of evolution. Now, mindful, these are people that do not believe in intelligent design. They do not believe that that God exists, much less that he was the one who designed all matter and life in the first place. They completely deny that. But now that they have the tools for editing life, they have declared themselves to be the intelligent designers. This is insane. Deny intelligent design on the left hand, but now say they are the intelligent designers on the right hand. And this apparently is exactly where Pfizer is on this. Directed evolution. They're going to help evolution along. Give it a little nudge. Give it a little push. And then, oh, by the way, so we can make money, we'll have some vaccines ready to shove in everybody's arm. I want to say again that at the beginning of the pandemic and, it was January of 2020 when the first little seeds were planted by the World Health Organization. Didn't really get started until a couple months later. But the very first hint that I saw that this was coming, and I heard of this new technology, messenger RNA vaccines that were coming, I said, and I said this publicly, and I said it in writing as well, that once the conveyor belt of the shot is established to humanity's arm, there will never be an end to the next shot, the next shot, the next shot. That it would be a continuous parade of shots that would be offered to humanity, if not forced on humanity, like the first round was, that would be offered to humanity to change either some bodily function, some hormonal function, some protein function, or perhaps even directly change some DNA within human within the human body. It's never going to stop. These people are not going to go away. The only thing that's going to stop them is if enough people break the needle and say, no, doc, you're not going to give me that vaccine. I will not accept it. If enough resistance comes where people will not take the vaccine, well, they'll eventually give up and say, I guess we're not going to sell that one anymore. But of course, that doesn't mean they won't start another one, or they won't do a little bit more of a creative research in a laboratory to cook something up and force some type of a mutation and say, oh, we got a vaccine for that. Yeah, we got a vaccine for that one too. And however many variants they can get cooking in the lab, yeah, we got vaccines for all of them. Which one's going to show up? We don't care. We got it covered. We'll have one of them. One of our vaccines will work against anything that pops up in the wild. Something's very, very wrong with this picture. And I think this is going to be the story of the year. When the American people, if the American people get a hold of the story, there's going to be censorship. You know it's just going to come like crazy from Big Pharma. But if the American people get a hold of this story and they listen to this video and they listen to the logic around it, some of the experts like Dr. Robert Malone, there's many others I'm sure that are going to weigh in on this publicly. If the American public gets wind of this, it's over for them. It's not for the public. It's over for Pfizer. Because there's going to be an outrage like you've never seen before in your life. Now, I should also stress and just remind you that I think it was maybe a year and a half ago now that Steve Bannon in a conversation told me that he believed transhumanism was going to be the big issue in the 2024 election cycle. I was a little skeptical at the time, and here I am, an expert on these areas, and I'm thinking, Steve, what are you thinking here? How do you come up with that? And there just wasn't that much going on at the time. There wasn't large public awareness then. But can you see now how this could potentially become one of the hottest issues in the next election cycle? I can. I think this is explosive information. And I think, again, I think if the American public gets wind of this, they are going to be so twerped that they will just want to talk about nothing else. They're going to want to know everything they can possibly know about transhumanism. Where did these people come from, for peace sake? And who gave them privilege? Who gave them the right to think that they could change the human genome in any way and meddle with human bodily functions in any way without our permission and without our informed consent? It is beyond me how it's gotten this far, and how much the wool has gotten pulled over people's eyes until this time, from the first time the shot ever came out to right now. It just is beyond me how many people have had the wool pulled over their eyes. In many cases, it was not their fault, because the doctor simply did not give them informed consent, period. They didn't give them the information on the shot to make a decision. They just said, oh, you need to take it. Oh, everybody needs to take it. Don't argue with me. You need to take it. A lot of people were browbeat into it for one reason or another. A lot of people were told, you'll lose your job. If you don't take the shot right now, you're fired. What can you say? You got to live. You got to feed your kids, your young kids, your family. You got to make the car payments and house payments and stuff like that. I can't get fired. I don't want to take the shot, but I don't want to get fired. I got to have a job. So you take the shot. Many people were in that situation. Many workers, like in the military, military is a good example. The military was forced to take the shot until they weren't, and now they're not. And now even the military is backtracked and says, well, all you people that we kicked out of the force because you refused to take the shot, we'll give you back pay. And if you want to come back in, maybe we'll let you back in too. This is crazy stuff. Many people took the shot through no fault of their own. And without informed consent documents being given to them, they had no basis for taking the shot other than being bullied into taking it. So here we are. Now, here we are now in January of 2023. This is the year that will lay all the groundwork for the 2024 election cycle, which will be fully underway for certain by January, February of next year. In the 12 months right now that we have, this whole nonsense about transhumanism, all the players in it, like we're looking at Pfizer here, they're actually saying these things, directed evolution, preparing shots in advance so that they can stick it to us. And certainly they've never given any decent data or informed consent documents before. There's no reason to think they're going to do it now, and nobody is forcing them to do it. So we're kind of right back in the beginning of this. But as people find out about this, there's no way that they're going to take a shot. They're going to say, you guys just taking a crapshoot, your laboratory's back there, rolling the dice and actually loading the dice and then rolling the dice to come up with whatever you want to come up with. And you're telling us you're making these shots for us because you already created the virus in the laboratory by directing evolution? No. Not taking your shot. Not going to do it. Now, there may be other treatments that you could go after if you think you want to protect yourself, but it's not going to be anything from Pfizer, and it's not going to be anything from Moderna either. This is just an incredible story, and I hope, I would encourage every person that listens to this broadcast to go and pick up the story here on my website on technocracy.news, and then go and look at the Project Veritas website. The link is down here in the document to go. I'll go scroll down and show you, just so you won't have to email me and say, where's that link? If you scroll to the bottom, you will see this link down here, read full story here. And that's what you want to click. And when I click that right there, it will take me over to Project Veritas website. And I would encourage you to do that. So, we're almost to the end of our time, and I want to say, in kind of in closing here, that we're in dire straits in America with these people. President Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us of the industrial-military complex being a problem, which it is today, by the way. They're out of control. But he also warned about a scientific elite. This is what we're dealing with today. Danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger. We need to have these people held to account once and for all and make them transparent, force them to be transparent with what they're doing. There's no other way. And in the meantime, I hope you do your own research and figure some of this stuff out. Investigate on your own. You'll be amazed at some of the stuff you come across. In the meantime, I'm Patrick Wood for the Quickening Report. We'll see you next episode. God bless you.